From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. This week was the end of an era for South Florida sports. The Miami Heat released Chris Bosh, the last remnant of the Big Three: Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron James. The three All-Stars led Miami to four straight championship appearances and two titles. LeBron James left 3 years ago. Then last year, Dwayne Wade left to go to Chicago. Bosh was forced out by health issues. He had a blood clot in his lungs that kept him sidelined for the entirety of the 2016-17 season. After that, he couldn't get clearance from a doctor to play again. When LeBron James left, there was a fair share of anger. When Dwayne Wade left, there was sorrow. How do fans feel now that Chris Bosh is no longer a Heat player?
That was a great team. We won two championships, and I feel that the Miami Heat still have more to go, and it sucks that we lost Chris Bosh.
He's an asset to the Miami Heat. It makes me feel like that now we lost it all.
You know, I always wanted three to stay. At one point, you're not going to have the originals anymore.
We thought that, you know, Bosh would be like the last piece we had that we could hold on to, but it's like now it's actually happening that he's gone.
They all three should have left at the same time. It would have been better.
That was Justin Benitez, Maria Bucor, Luis Ortiz, Jaime Negrin, and Jack Stewart. I spoke with Heat reporter for the Miami Herald, Manny Navarro, about Chris Bosh leaving the team and why it took as long as it did.
There's a bunch of hoops you have to go through as an NBA team, and one of them with a player who has an illness and they need doctors to sort of confirm that this player can no longer play basketball. And that's ultimately what the Heat was waiting for. They were waiting for doctors to basically rule Chris Bosh's career over. So ultimately, Miami was sort of forced to wait until they crossed through all those hoops.
And is his career over, or is he going to move on to something else?
Well, I've had many people tell me that the moment another team opens up his medical records and sees sort of what he's gone through with the blood clots, etc., that it would be very risky for any team in the league to consider playing him. But I think being that he's already in his mid-30s, and the fact that he's sat out of basketball basically the last year and a half, it would be very hard for him to come back and play at that level.
So he is the last of the Big Three. This one, though, seems anticlimactic compared to when LeBron left. There was a lot of reaction when Dwayne Wade left. There was obviously reaction. What are you hearing from people as this era comes to an end?
Well, I think a lot of people are just sort of sad that it ended this way, you know, that Bosh's career essentially ended at the All-Star break 2 years ago. The good thing is, I think, things ended on a positive note. What we heard Pat Riley say in the statements released by the team is that they're going to retire Chris Bosh's number. I think a year ago at this time, things were so bad between Bosh and the Heat, you wondered, is this just going to be a bad breakup?
Heat fans will remember when LeBron James said, not one title, not two, not three,
not four, not five, not six, not seven.
How would you describe what this team meant to the city of Miami and to the fans and how the two came together?
Yeah, well, you had the 72 Dolphins, right? The perfect team, the perfect season. And I think people looked at that team and thought, man, that team was really special. Well, the next Miami team that I think sort of captured the heart of the city in the same way was the Big Three. And an era of 4 years of playing at the game's highest level, the confidence level, the swagger level Miami fans would walk around with when the Heat Big Three were together. It was really fun. And to me, you know, it's probably one of the best eras ever of sports in South Florida. I can't see many others besides the 72 Dolphins or maybe the 80s with the Miami Hurricanes and their run of championships. And I know it didn't end the way Heat fans wanted. It certainly didn't end with all those championships that those guys talked about. But it was still one of the best eras ever in NBA history and certainly an unforgettable era in South Florida sports.
That was Manny Navarro, Heat beat reporter for the Miami Herald. By the way, you can share your thoughts about what that era of the Big Three meant to South Florida at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Luis Hernandez.